NADMH. Good evening, everybody. Again, I think I haven't been. I don't know if I went already or not. Been doing a whole lot of other stuff in between, like figuring out this ICOM 7100. I was trying to play around with D-Star, and I was messing around with the D-Star list, or the repeater list, trying to add my repeater to it, because it wasn't in there from the factory, so I was trying to manually add it, and it kept saying, call sign duplicate. And I said, no, it doesn't exist in here yet, because it's not in the list. But it keeps thinking, claiming that it is, and it's a really fun time. So I reset the radio, like folded reset the radio, and tried to add it again, and it kept saying there was a duplicate, even though there was nothing in the list. I then imported my saved config file, which had all my old repeater list and everything, manually entered in, and then it worked. I don't know how the heck that made it work. It I don't know. I don't care anymore because it works now. And John, I figured out the 16 gigs of RAM while doing nothing. It's caching frequently used files in RAM to speed up operations. So my machine's got 32 gigs of RAM, and it's going to use up that much RAM to cache commonly used files, so that way if you open that file, it opens right away instead of taking a second, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense when you have an M.2 NVMe drive, because that's about as fast as some older RAM, which, I mean, I don't know why you would need that to be faster, but, well, okay. So far, I have not found a way to shut that feature off, but at least now I know what it is and why it's happening. And now you know something about the large amount of RAM usage on Windows 11 as well. So if you see that, it could be that, or you could be infected with some wonderful malware. It's a wonderful time. So anyway, with that, back to that. Rob, you're doing a good job. Hey, you make sure.